Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. It's Glenn the Outlaw here, and today's the first day of December. Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Rio Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, a PSA from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. Always, always, always make sure you know the person you're communicating with online or over the phone is really who they say they are. And remember, a law enforcement agency will never ask you for payment over the phone, especially with a gift card. Your local events, the Hardy Help Center is putting on an Eat Healthy, Be Active holiday class this Wednesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. at the historic City Hall, 225 East Main Street in Wauchula. It's a free one-hour workshop designed to help people make better nutritional and physical activity choices based on the Dietary Guidelines and the Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans. Michelle Maldonado from US/IFAS Extension's office will be teaching the classes. Attendees will receive a holiday bag, including a turkey or ham, one per household, and you can register for these events by calling Lori at 863-773-0034. Once again, if you'd like to sign up for the Eat Healthy, Be Active holiday class on Wednesday and Thursday, you can call Lori at 863-773-0034 to reserve your spot now. The Hardy County 2020 Magical Christmas Parade is on Saturday, December 5th at 6 p.m. The parade lineup starts at Indiana Avenue and West Main Street, turns right on South George Burris Avenue, right again on West Orange Street, and ends on Florida Avenue with a sensory-friendly viewing area available at the last block. And before that, from 2 to 4 p.m., you can visit Santa's Workshop here in Hardy County, featuring selfies with Santa, story time with Mrs. Claus, snowman greeting cards, face painting, Christmas letters, milk and cookies, and much more. They will also host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. More information on these events and reservations are available at hardycc.com. Your job's in Hardy County. Hardy Fresh in Wauchula is looking for a crew member. You must be self-motivated, have effective time management and communication skills, and reliable transportation. Greenhouse or agricultural experience is recommended and preferred. Planet Fitness in Sebring is looking for a member services representative. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, be at least 18 years of age, and have a passion for fitness and health. And Advanced Recovery Systems in Sebring is looking for a housekeeper, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of experience in healthcare facility housekeeping is required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Do In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather report for December 1st, 56 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 57. Sunny, no chance of rain, air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 4, moderate, winds north-northwest at 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 14 miles an hour, humidity slightly dry, 41%, the dew point 33 degrees Fahrenheit, cloud cover 0%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters use caution on area lakes. Tuesday, sunny, highs in the upper 50s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tuesday night, clear, patchy frost after midnight. Cold with lows in the mid-30s, north winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Wind chill values around 30 in the morning. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Not as cool with lows in the upper 40s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. They're a staple of holiday meals, and now sweet potatoes have also achieved more year-round popularity. The USDA reports the nation's per-person consumption of sweet potatoes has nearly doubled in the past 20 years, and now the average retail price for sweet potatoes is lower than a year ago. That's according to the annual American Farm Bureau survey of Thanksgiving foods. President-elect Joe Biden's transition team at the EPA should cause the ag industry concern. According to AgriMarket, Marketing.com, as Biden begins to fill his cabinet, the crucial EPA administrator will helm actions that directly affect those in agriculture. Ag lobbyist Randy Russell of the Russell Group says Biden's EPA transition team seems to be much more progressive and driven by activists. Potential names being tossed around for EPA administrator include Mary Nichols, chair of the California Air Resources Board, and Washington Governor Jay Inslee. The results of Gallup's recent survey on American views on various business and industry sectors, the top three most favored sectors all go to agriculture, with farming, the grocery industry, and restaurants and food industry included. The survey shows during the pandemic, consumers have come to greatly appreciate all sectors that bring food to our homes, but it has also exposed a number of challenges for those involved in food production and the rural communities where food is produced, as well as food distribution systems.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. The Food Systems Institute at the University of Florida is a new initiative that was formed between two powerhouses, the Innovation Lab for Livestock Systems and the Institute of Sustainable Food Systems. Here's University of Florida Professor of Ruminant Nutrition, Dr. Bola Adisigan.
The objective was to broaden the scope and impacts of the work that the Innovation Lab is doing beyond livestock. So we have experts who are in the Institute of Sustainable Food Systems in areas like crop production, disease modeling, soil science and economics and so on, who work with our livestock experts. And this allows us to have a much more comprehensive and well-rounded portfolio.
Dr. Adisigan says this is a way to make all food systems more efficient and sustainable beyond just livestock.
So it means also that we can also work on issues to do with food production here in Florida, as well as in the rest of the U.S. So now we have a local to global approach, and we are looking across the entire food system, not just at livestock.
He hopes this new initiative will contribute to food systems both locally in Florida and around the world.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
Thank you for tuning in to your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich. For more information and previous reports, visit aginfo.net.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. After the long Thanksgiving holiday, stocks pulled back slightly from their record levels today. The S&P 500 fell 0.5%, but the benchmark index still clocked a surge of 10.8% for November, its biggest monthly gain since April, as investors latch onto hopes that the economy will get closer to normal next year as coronavirus vaccines begin to be distributed. The Dow, which has far impact on 401k accounts than the S&P does, had its best month since 1987. The Dow lost 271 points today to close at 29,638. The NASDAQ off 7 to 12,198. The S&P 500 dropped 16 points to 3,621. New York oil down 35 cents to $45.18 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Patriots beat the Cardinals yesterday, 2017. Nick Folk with a 50-yard field goal as time expired says several players contributed to the win.
I think it was a full team win today, all the way around. You know, it wasn't just me. There's, 120, 140 plays in the whole game that led to that one last play. Everyone contributed. I think we're just happy to get that win.
Saints beat the Broncos 31-3. 49ers over the Rams 23-20. Robbie Gould with a 42-yard field goal as time expired. Chiefs beat the Buccaneers 27-24. Sixth straight win. Seventh 10-win season in 8 years under Coach Andy Reid. Patrick Mahomes 462 yards and three touchdowns, outplaying Tom Brady. Packers had an easy time with the Bears, 41-25 Sunday night. Aaron Rodgers, four touchdown passes. The Bears have lost five straight since opening the season, 5-1. This is SRN Sports. Titans corral the Colts, 45-26. NFL rushing leader Derrick Henry ran for 140 yards and three touchdowns in the first half. Indy quarterback Phillip Rivers, though, still optimistic about winning the division.
We have to just dig back in, look at our play critically and regroup for another division game on the road next week. I mean, there's five to play. You know, a lot can happen in 5 weeks, as we know.
Falcons beat the Raiders 43-6. Bills 27-17 over the Chargers. Justin Herbert finished 31 of 52, 316 yards, and he joins Patrick Mahomes to become the NFL's second quarterback to top 3,000 yards passing in his first 10 career starts. Browns over the Jaguars 27-25. Dolphins 20-3 over the Jets. Vikings beat the Panthers 29-27. And the New York Giants beat the Cincinnati Bengals 19-17 for the final. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your quote for the day: my way of joking is to tell the truth. In fact, it's the funniest joke in the world. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.